Okay, if you have your Bibles, please turn to John chapter 8. We're going to read from verse 31 to 36, actually, not 37.
请大家打开约翰福音第八章，我们要从第三十节到第三十节来。
John chapter 8, verse 31. Let me read to you in English. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will be free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
Jesus对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵行我的道， 遵守道就真是我们，你们必晓得真理，真理必将你得以自由。他们回答说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说我们必得以自由呢？”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你，所有犯罪就是罪的奴仆。
Let me pray. Lord, I just pray that at this point in time that your name be glorified, that your words be preached to all of us.
耶稣基督，在这时候我们祷告，你的名得荣耀，你的话得称。And
we pray that as we hear and listen to your word, you may continue to, that the Spirit may continue to work in our lives to help us understand.
求圣灵在我们心中做工，让我们懂得我们要所传讲的话。We
commit all this. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
恩主的手中，阿门。Amen.
Okay, in this passage of John, Jesus hits some important facts that every person in this world desires.
在这段经文里，耶稣讲了一个大家都想知道的真理。
You know, everyone desires truth and not lies, of course.
大家都想要真理，不想要谎言。
And everyone hates to be constrained or be slave to something. Because everyone desires freedom. Freedom in expressing themselves, freedom in choosing. And I know this is particularly true, especially with teenagers. You see, there are many today that object to Christianity because they saw it as one of those religions that often constrains freedom.
像当今时代有很多人反对基督教，认为基督教是个宗教，把人们的自由给辖制了。
Why would they say that?
他们为什么要这么说呢?
Because they saw from the outside, they saw it as one of those. They saw Christianity as one of those religions that often enslave because we are enslaved by our rules and laws.
从外面来看，他们就看觉得基督教只是一个宗教，在里面的信徒呢就被这个宗教的这种律法呀、规矩啊给限制死了。
They saw all these rules and regulations that we have, and they would think that how is it possible that we are free? You know, how is it possible that we have freedom? And they also saw that these rules and laws becomes the cause for division rather than to unite people. However, this objection is based on mistakes about the nature of truth in Christianity and the failure to understand true freedom. You know, Jesus in this passage points that there is a correlation between truth and freedom. And freedom comes from the truth. But what is the truth that leads to freedom? What are we free from? We will answer these questions by considering 3 points to this text.
今天呢, 我们就考虑, 回答这个问题, 从三方面来回答这个问题。
Firstly, we're going to talk about the truth of God.
那么第一点我们要讲上帝的真理。
Secondly, we consider the bondage of sin.
那么第二呢我们要讲罪的捆绑。
And thirdly, the freedom we have in Christ.
第三呢, 在主里面的罪。
So first, the truth of God.
那么先讲上帝的真道。
Now throughout the history of mankind, people are curious and desire to know truth.
那么在人类文明里面,这么长时间,人确实是很想知道什么是真理。
Everyone wants to know truth.
那么所有人都想说真理。
But how do they do it? How do they get it?
那么怎么才能得到呢?
They try to find ways to fulfill it, to seek truth by going through different religions.
那么他们就想方设法的去寻找真理。那么有些人呢，就到不同的宗教里来寻找。You
know, in our modern world today, there are those who consider religion to be dangerous.
那么在当今的世界呢，有人会说宗教是很危险的。Because
they think that people often impose their truth on others, and they do it through different means.
那么他就说呢，有人呢就会把他们所对真理的理解强加于别人，然后用不正当的手段。And
because of this, most people will point the finger towards religion as the main cause for wars of the past and today.
而且有人呢就会向众人指出说是正因为是宗教才使得我们有这么多的战争。A
lot of people believe that the reason for terrorisms, for the World War II and all this cause was the problem of religion in the first place.
那么有人呢就说，比如像当今的反恐战争或者过去的二次大战，都是因为宗教的纷争引起的。
And as such, you know, people begin to downplay the importance of religion, or they try to harmonize religion.
那么就有人呢就。 不愿意讲宗教，不愿意信宗教，或者呢，想把各类的宗教呢融合在和谐到一起。
And they will conclude that all major religions are equally valid and basically teaches the same thing.
他们会说呢，所有的大宗教呢讲的都差不多，然后呢，也都重要。
But are they?
那么是不是都有意义呢？
Do you believe that all religion teaches the same thing?
你是不是认为所有的宗教讲的都是一样的？
See, Buddhism and Hinduism believes in the plurality of gods with.
那么我知道，佛教和印度教是讲多神的。
Well, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity believe in one true God.
那么犹太教呢？ 穆斯林教和基督教都是讲唯一的神。
However, among these three, Judaism and Islam are religions based on good works.
那么即便后面这三个，伊斯兰教和犹太教都是讲你能够得益是因为你做了好事。
While Christianity affirms that no one can do good works to earn salvation, no one can come to God by that way.
那么基督教是唯一的讲，你靠你的好行为是不可能成义的，不可能得救的。
So how can you say that all religions are the same?
那么在这种情况，你还能说他们都一样吗？
See, and yet there are also those who saw the differences in the truth claims of all religions.
那么有人呢能看见这个每个宗教呢有不同点，他们就会说呢。
And they would also say that any exclusive claims to a superior knowledge of truth cannot be true.
他们就说呢，如果某一个宗教在宣称他们对这个真理的理解是唯一的啊，那也不会。
It means that because there are so many views, so many religions today, therefore you cannot be arrogant to say that your view is the only truth.
那么他跟说呢，在这世当今这个世界有这么多的观点，这么多宗教，而你说你的是唯一真的，那你也太狂当狂自傲和狂傲了。
As such, they believe that we.Must believe that no religion is better than the other.
那么他就说呢，我们必须讲，那没有任何一个宗教会比另外一个宗教好。
But again, there's a problem to this objection.
那么这个观点也是错的。
Why?
为什么错的？
This objection claimed to assume that God is unknowable, and therefore we cannot claim to know the truth.
那么这个观点是说呢，上帝是不可知的。所以呢，我们没办法做到真理。
But the problem is, are they not also making a truth claim here?
那么倒反过来说，那么他们自己讲的这句话，又不是，是不是又是在宣扬一个他们认为的真理？
They say that you know all religions are different, so you cannot actually know a truth. Therefore, there should be no truth.
那他们是说呢，我们知道呢，这些宗教呢都不一样，所以呢就不可能有一个真正的真理。
By them claiming that there is no truth, that means that they think that they are more superior and more knowledge, and in actual fact, they are actually claiming a truth as well.
那么在这个情况，他们讲他们自己的是真的，他们就觉得那是不是他们自己在宣扬他们自己高人一等呢？
Doesn't this contradict their own objection in the first place?
那这就跟他前面的观点相符啊。相反，是不是？
See, if we must reject our claim, then we must also reject theirs.
那么我们必须要反对这种观点。
So in all of this, if you have not realized what I'm trying to say is that whether Christian or Muslim or atheist, they all make claims about knowing the truth.
如果你们对我讲的不是太熟的话，这里我再讲一点，不管是无神论者基督教。还是穆斯林教哈，每一个宗教，每一个人都在讲我有真理。
All religion, that all major religion today say that there is a truth, then and there is God. But the atheist says that there is also truth, that there is no God. So the problem is that all of us make some sort of an assumption and truth claims in the first place.
那么无神论说没有神。或者其他宗教说那有神，那么实际上我们每一个人都是在讲一个真理，都是在争自己说自己有真理。
As such, it is not the question is not that no one can know absolute truth, but which truth should we believe?
那么所以就说不是没有真理，而是什么样的真理我们值得我们相信，这才是重要的。
See, as believers, we do not force people to believe in our truth. We do not force people to believe in Jesus or die. You see, we don't say things like that.
那么作为基督徒来说，我们并不把我们的观点强加于人，我们没有说你不相信耶稣我们就杀你。
Or neither are we trying to win an argument on whose truth is more superior.
而且我们从来也不会跟别人来争论说我们的真理是比你的真理强。
Jesus in verse 12 of this chapter, chapter 8, onwards, he was dealing with the Pharisees and he told them of this truth that he is the light of the world.
耶稣在这段经文实际上从第八章十二节他就开始讲，他跟法利赛人讲什么样真理。
But despite of his sound argument, they rejected his word.
尽管耶稣讲的话都很正确，然后呢都很有力量，但是呢法利赛人还是不听。
But of course there are some who believed in him.
那但是也有人信。
And this tells you something of the sinfulness of men who will not be convinced by sound argument or logic. So that's why we do not force people to believe in Jesus, or we do not think that if we win an argument, people will come to know Jesus.
这也是为什么我们不会去给别人争辩，他要信耶稣，我们也不会强迫他们来信。
Instead, what are we called to do?
那么我们要做什么呢？
We are called to share the truth of God with people and allow the Holy Spirit to work in their lives by convincing them of this truth.
上帝呼召就是让我们与他们分享耶稣基督的真道，让他恳求圣灵在他们心中做工，让他们真道的光照亮他们。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit, according to John 16 verse 8.
那么在约翰福音十六章六节呢，这是圣灵的工作。
Jesus said that, and when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
那么耶稣当圣灵临到的时候，神就会信。
So you see, as for me, as a believer, I am only responsible to tell you the truth of God.
那么，对我来说，我作为一个基督徒，我的任务就是要告诉你耶稣基督的福音。
I cannot make you believe.
我不会，我没办法使你相信。
Only God can. Only the Holy Spirit can.
只有神。只有圣灵做工，你才会相信。
But then there's also a question: What is the truth of Christianity?
那么现在就有问题了。那基督教的真理在哪里？
It is the gospel.
就是福音。
The gospel that changes the lives of believers and set them free, according to Jesus.
那么耶稣基督讲，因为这个福音能改变我们的生命，使我们的自由。
As a Christian, I am convinced that within the core beliefs of Christianity, we have the absolute truth of God that speaks most convincingly about the love of God and the problem of evil.
那么，作为一个基督徒，我确确实实相信，在我们基督教的真理里面，神是爱我们的，神是拯救我们的。
Because we have a personal God who is so concerned with the welfare of his people.That is willing to send his son to die for their sins.
我们是有一个很人性化的一个神，他愿意拯救我们，把他的独生爱子赐下，为我们的罪受死。
Now, even if there are a lot of non-believers today, if you tell them who Jesus is, they can probably tell you what the gospel is because they know about it.
那么当今呢，你如果跟一些不信的人讲耶稣呢，他们说不定都会回答你知道耶稣是谁，甚至也知道福音。
Most educated people can tell you who Jesus is, what Islam is, or what does the teaching of Buddha says, perhaps.
受过教育的人，多数人都能告诉你耶稣是谁，甚至他们还能告诉你伊斯兰教又是什么样那个佛教又是什么样。
However, it isn't just truth that sets you free.
那么，是不是真理使你得自由？
Jesus says It is believing the truth and then applying it that sets you free.
那么耶稣说，你要相信这个真理，而且应用这个真理，应用了这个真理，才能使你得自由。
The truth is out there all the time.
真理永远在那里。
Whether or not we recognize it.
不管我们认识、相信还是不相信。
But unless we believe the truth and apply it, the truth itself is powerless.
如果我们不信、不应用，那么真理对我们没有用。
You know, an example to this is because God has shown His love to us.
那么一个例子就是神呢爱我们。
We, God has shown His love to us who were once His enemies.
神爱我们，尽管我们曾经是他的敌人。
We who believe in Him are called to do the same.
那么我们啊，既然相信他，那我们就应该这么做。
To love our enemies.
那就要爱我们的仇敌。
And all those who are different from us.
那么那些和我们不一样的人。
Different from us in terms of our colors,
或者说我们也许皮肤不一样，
our language,
或者语言不一样，
our cultures,
或者文化不一样。
So, anyone who is different from us, we are called to love them.
啊，不管他怎么样，与我们不同，我们上帝呼召我们去爱他。
And this is one aspect of the truth.
这就是真理的一个方面。
Do you believe in this truth?
那么是不是相信这个真理？
Do you believe in the truth of God?
是不是相信啊上帝的真理？
Secondly, we talk about the bondage of sin.
那么下面我们要讲啊罪的捆绑。
You know, with regards to bondage, bondage is basically it means enslavement.
啊，这捆绑呢，实际上就是奴役嘛。
Now, slavery is not a very popular word today because it goes against our human rights as free men and women.
那么奴役呢，在这个时代呢，是和我们的人的本性是相悖的，因为我们都要完全的自由嘛。
Now, when you are a slave, you are not only subjected to the authority of another person, but you basically become his property.
啊，你如果是奴隶，那你就在别人的权柄之下，而且呢，你就只是他的财产而已。
Many modern people will see this as an immoral thing.
那么，当今这个世界，多数人肯定是认为这是不道德。
Because we are all free-spirited beings and belong to no one.
我们都是自由人，我们不属于任何其他人。
You see, this goes for the Jews as well.
那么就是犹太人，我很相信。
When Jesus approached the Jews to tell them in this passage that his truth will set them free, they were puzzled by the claim of Jesus because in order to be free, it assumes that they were currently slaves.
那么当耶稣告诉这些犹太人说，你们信我，你们就得真自由。那么这些犹太人就糊涂了，说要得自由，说明我们现在是在奴役之中。
This is why they replied to Jesus, "We are offspring of Abraham, and we have never been enslaved to anyone."
那么，所以他们回答耶稣说，我们啊是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆啊。
They believe that because they are descendants of Abraham, that makes them special, and they are automatically included in God's kingdom.
那么，因为他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，那么他们是啊一群特殊的人群啊，就是必然在上帝的国里有一份。
So it is absurd to think that they are spiritually enslaved.
那么如果这里说他们在属灵的方面是奴仆的话，
What was Jesus' reply to the Jews?
那么耶稣又回答他们怎么说呢？
He said, "Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin."
那么他说呢，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆了。
This is a universal statement that applies not only to the Jews, but to all human beings, because we are all sinners.
这是个普世的宣告，不仅仅是犹太人来说。 是对所有人说的，因为我们所有人都是罪人。
The Jews never thought of themselves as slaves to sins. In that sense, they never thought of themselves as sinners.
那么犹太人呢，从来没认为他们是罪的奴仆，那也就说明他们从来没有认为自己是罪。
And this is a very similar type of thinking, also that applies also to the modern people today.
那么当今世界的人的想法跟这个也是一样的吗？
Just like the Jews, most people today will never see themselves as spiritually slaves to anything, let alone sin.
那么就像啊犹太人一样，当今世界的人从来不觉得他们在属灵方面是任何人的奴仆，更不用说是罪人。
They consider themselves as good people, good and honest people.
他们觉得他们自己是好人呐，是诚实人呐。
Because they are not serial killers or rapists.
啊，他们不是杀人犯，他们也不是强奸犯。
Or they do not cheat people's money.
或者他们没有偷别人钱。
But Jesus is very clear to that everyone who commits sin.
那么耶稣呢，对所有犯罪的人讲是很清楚的。
Any type of sin, whether big or small, whether significant or insignificant in our eyes.
任何罪，不管大还是小，重要的还是不重要的，只要在我们生活中有罪。
Anyone who commits sin, we are slaves to sin in the first place.
只要你犯了罪，你就是罪人奴仆了。
Now, sin today comes in many forms, and the biggest of them all is idolatry.
那么，当今世界这个罪是有很多形式的，最大的一个就是对偶像的崇拜。
What is idolatry?
那么，什么是偶像呢？
It is the worship of idols.
就是崇拜偶像。
In the past, the worship of idols includes pagan gods.
那么在过去呢，我们当然有很多神呐，假神。
Today in a modern world, the worship of idols comes in many more sophisticated forms.
那么当今世界呢，偶像崇拜呢也形式发展的多种多样。
As human beings, we make idols out of everything.
那么作为一个人来说，我们这个人类呢是可以从任何地方得到偶像的。
What are they?
那么最后，偶像究竟是什么？
Money,
金钱，
job,
工作，
relationship,
关系，
entertainment,
或者是娱乐，
a relationship with your boyfriend and your girlfriend,
那么和男朋友女朋友的关系，
and even family,
甚至家庭。
As you can see, there are just so many things that human beings can make something an idol out of.
人类啊，确实能够从很多东西里找到偶像的。
How do we know that these things becomes an idol to us?
那么，当我们怎么才能知道这些东西已经成了偶像了呢？
When we realize that these are the things that gives us purpose or meaning in life.And that we cannot live without it.
如果我们觉得这些东西使我们的生活有意义，使我们的生命有意义的话，然后我们生活中就不能离开这些东西的话。
Have you heard of such statement when you see a couple who is breaking up, the person will say to the other, please don't leave me. I cannot live without you.
那么你看大家也许看到过这种情况。比如说有一对相爱的年轻人分手的时候，另外一个人说，哎呀，不要离开呀，你离开了我就没办法活了。
I mean there's some form of truth in that, but the underlying assumption is that there's nothing left for me if you leave me. I'm totally nothing.
那么这确实也有点真实的，但是你是不是觉得这下面还有另外一层意思，就是说你离开了以后我的生命就没有意义了，我就什么都不是了。
Essentially, these idols that we have in our lives makes us bow to it and makes us worship it because it becomes the most important thing to us.
那么，这就是偶像，因为在我们生活中，我们就像他们敬拜，控制了我们的生命。
It becomes your master. And you become its slave. You know, as human beings, we were all created to worship. But if you do not bow down to worship God, we will find a replacement or substitute to bow to. You know, it means that we, as human beings, we were all created in the first place. Adam and Eve were created in the first place to be in God's presence and to worship God.
那么作为, 被造者来说, 上帝造人先造了亚当夏娃, 他们被造以后,
so this is our nature of a human being.
那么这是我们的天性。
But you see, if you don't worship God, since you're created to worship, but if you don't worship God in the first place, you will worship something else because you have to.
我们被造的, 目的其中, 我们被造的目的就是敬拜神。 如果我们不敬拜神, 我们必然会把另外一样东西敬拜。
This is how you are made.
这就是什么, 被造的原因。
So that's why we can easily make idols out of everything in our sinful hearts. Instead of worshipping the Creator, we worship the creation of God. And most people will not admit it, but each day they are enslaved to different idols of their hearts. And they are slaves to sin. So as you can see, the question was never whether we were slaves or not, but who are we slaves to?
这里就是说，这问题呢，从来不是我们是不是什么样的奴，而是我们是谁的奴。
Those who are believers, those who are Christians, are no longer under the oppressive master of sin.
那么,
but now under the loving arms of our God.
而神的爱引导我们。
See, in verse 35, it tells you the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever.
那么在, 这段经文35节是这么说的, 奴仆不能永远住在家里,
it means as believers, we are no longer slaves to sin, but we become sons of God, sons and daughters of God.
那么作为一个基督徒, 我们不再是罪奴仆了, 我们是,
Sometimes the Bible may call us as believers, we are slaves to God. But the idea of slaves to God is not oppressive, unlike the former master, which is sin. Romans 6:16-22 says that as slaves to God, you are not oppressed, but instead you are given righteousness and holiness that leads to eternal life.
Romans 6:16-22.
Okay. You can read that.
Yeah. Okay. 罗马书六章二十二节，但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有承受的果子，那结局就是永生。
So as Romans 6 tells you that you are as slaves to God, you are not oppressed, but instead you are given righteousness, holiness, eternal life. But as slaves to sin, your only outcome is eternal judgment.
那么这段经文是在告诉我们，如果我们是罪的奴仆， 我们就在将来的审判里得永死。如果我们是神的奴仆，我们就得到永生，就得到公义。
In order to be slaves to God or sons to God, son of God, sons of God, you have to first acknowledge that you are a slave to sin, and you need God to free you from this bondage.
你若想成为神的儿女，或者说是神的奴仆，那你首先得承认你是过去是罪的奴仆，那么求神把你从罪中释放。
And this is why, you know, every time when someone comes to become a believer, we ask them, do you acknowledge God to be your Savior? Do you acknowledge yourself as a sinful person?
这也是为什么每个人在受洗之前我们会问他，你是不是承认你是个罪人？你是不是愿意接受耶稣基督为你的罪？
So my question is you, do you acknowledge that?
那么我今天要问大家，你是不是承认？
And finally, we come to a last point, freedom in Christ.
那么现在到最后一点，就是在基督里的自由。
You know, with regards to freedom, most of us think that true freedom comes from the absence of any restriction.
那么对自由来说，很多人都认为绝对的自由就是一点约束都没有。
It means that if someone tells you to obey a certain rule or principle, then you are, that person no longer has true freedom.
比如说如果有一人告诉你你要遵守一些律法，遵守一些规矩，那就说你没有绝对的自由了。
This is what most modern people again think today.
那么当今的世界很多人就这么想的。
But honestly, this is impossible because you can never be free from any constraint or restriction to obtain freedom.
那么现实呢，这是不可能的，因为不可能得绝对的自由。
Let me give you an example.
那我给你个例子。
Imagine that one day all rules and laws are abolished in this world, and everyone is absolutely free to do anything they desire with no constraint.
那么大家设想一下现今这个世界，如果有一天所有的法律、所有的规章制度都取消了。
To most modern people, and to maybe a lot of teenagers, it will be party.
那么所有人都觉得这是自由，或者这是一个 party。
But if you think about it, what will happen when there's no rules and laws?
那么你想想，如果真的没有律法了，没有规矩了，那是什么呀？
Chaos.
那大混乱吗？
People who think that this is liberating will in turn be so afraid for their lives because this means that people can steal, kill, or lie or manipulate without any constraint.
那么有些人你也许觉得这是自由了，但是你也许就躲在家里了，因为其他的人可以随意的杀人放火了。
So in this sense, it's actually not freedom in the first place.
那么这就告诉你，这不是自由吗？
I mean, it is not true freedom.
不是真正的。
However, if these countries began to impose rules against crime and they situate police force to govern each area,
那么你说现在这个国家又重新制定法律，然后呢，警察呢，巡逻。
You will no longer be afraid to go out because you have complete freedom to do so and enjoy doing the things that you do outside.
那么现在你就才敢。走出家门了嘛，才能够享受人生。
You know, based on this example, I know it's somewhat of a silly example, but based on this example, it tells you something.
也许这个例子不是很恰当。
Tells you that true freedom cannot be defined as the absence of restriction or constraint.
但是它告诉我们，真正的自由不是没有任何的辖制，没有任何的律法。
But instead, true freedom can only be true when the right restriction is applied to it.
那么，这实际上是在说，一个真正的自由是怎么得到呢？是因为有合适的律法、规章制度为前提，我们每个人才能得到自由。
Let me give you a few more examples.
再举两个例子。
A person with high cholesterol must restrict himself to a right proper diet so that good.
一个人的胆固醇要高的话，那么他的饮食就要注意了。
So that he may enjoy the freedom of longer life.
如果他注意他的饮食，那么他就有这个自由，可以啊活得更长一点。
Or a fish, you know, must rightly restrict itself within the constraint of the of water in order to enjoy the freedom of life.
小鱼呢，它必须把自己限制在水中。
Otherwise, if it desires completely to be free from any restriction, it may end up dead on dry land. So you see, true freedom must come with the right restriction.
You see,
freedom is actually much more complex than you think.
大家想想，这个自由呢，实际上还是蛮复杂的一件事。
We must apply the right restriction that fits our nature of who we are, in order to experience true freedom.
那么，总是要根据我们的天性，我们才能有我们有合适的啊律法、合适的规章制度，因这样我们才有真正的自由。
And Jesus in this passage took this principle.And executed by telling the Jews and all of us that if we restrict ourselves to following and obeying His truth, we will be set free.
那么耶稣基督呢，在这段经文里向犹太人也是向我们宣告，如果我们啊得到一些规章、规矩、律法。我们如果相信耶稣基督，我们就能在基督里得真正的自由。
We will experience the freedom that you can never imagine.
那么我们能够得到不可想象的。
What are we free from?
那么我们从什么地方得自由呢？
From the bondage of sin.
就是罪恶的捆绑中得释放。
You know, Jesus said,You will experience the ultimate freedom when you obey me because I have forsaken my freedom for you.
耶稣实际上说，我放弃了我的自由，你才能够得到最终极的自由，在我里面得到了最终极的自由。
Jesus says, I have restricted myself by putting aside my glory, by putting aside my status as God to come down to this earth.To free you from the bondage of sin, to die for you and to free you from the bondage of sin.
耶稣在告诉我们，他限制了他自己，他从天上的荣华富贵降下来，为我们受死，受这个地上的限制，但是呢，我们因此得自由。
Because Jesus has bought this freedom for us, he has restricted himself to do so.We are absolutely free to live our lives in full without the burden of guilt and shame.
我们的自由是耶稣重价买出来的。我们因为耶稣基督，我们才能够追求我们的生命。
Even if we do at times fail and fall back to sin, yet we know that as believers, we are absolutely free and forgiven by God.
我们有时候会软弱，我们还会犯罪，但是我们坚信我们在神里面有最终的自由，因为神会免除。
You see, we have a master in Christ who forgives us when we fail, unlike the master of sin, who is waiting to condemn us every time we sin.
在耶稣基督里，耶稣基督是我们的主，我们在他里面，如果我们还犯错，耶稣基督是怜悯我们，不会。啊，赦免我们的罪，但是你如果还生活在罪中，罪这个主人将来会审你下地狱。
That's why Jesus says, you know, if you obey me, if you become my disciples, the truth will set you free.
所以为什么耶稣这么说？如果你来顺服我，成为我的门徒，我就使你得自由。
Now let me end with this example from Tim Keller.
那么我最后呢，我举一个例子，这是从啊 T Tim Keller 那里来的。
He says that when you fall deeply in love, you know, in a relationship, when you fall deeply in love with someone, you want to please the person.
那么他说，如果啊两个人在很相爱的时候，那你这爱得很深，那你就想使对方呢高兴。
You know, you don't want to wait for the person to ask you to do something for her.
啊，你不会等对方说啊，我想要这个，或者我想要你做这个，你来去做。
You eagerly research and learn everything that brings her pleasure, what she likes, you know, or where she likes to go, or what she likes to eat, and things like that.
那么你就会在想了，你就会在做研究了，就是她会想做什么，会想吃什么。
Then you get the thing for her, whatever that she likes.Even if it costs you a lot of money or a lot of inconvenience.
那么你就会去把这事情找来做了这个事情，也许你在做这事要花很多钱或者花很多功夫。
You do not feel oppressive at all, but about it. But from the outside, your friends may think that, see, she's commanding you around like a slave. She's making you act like a slave.
你自己并不会感觉到你是被压迫的、被迫害的，但是呢，在外面不知道的人，可以也或许你的朋友会说，啊，这个人使你做这个、做那个，被压迫了。
You know, on the outside, people think that she's so demanding of you, but from the inside, it feels like heaven because you love this person so much. You would do anything for this person.
那么尽管你内心你觉得好像在天上一样，你因为你很爱这个人啊，你愿意为他做任何的事情啊，你从外面来看，别人好像觉得哎呦，好像那个人在压迫你一样，在利用你一样。
And this is what the relationship with Jesus is all about.
这就像我们和耶稣基督的关系一样。
Freedom.
自由。
Do you believe that Christ has set you free?
你是不是相信耶稣是你的主
？Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下这美好的时间。
We pray that we may learn from this passage.
我们求你让我们从这些话语中得到喂养。
We pray that we may realize that we were once slave to sin.Or we are still slaves to sin.
我们认识到我们过去也都是罪的奴仆。
We are still slaves to sin if we have not believed in Jesus.
如果我们不相信耶稣基督的话，我们确确实实是罪的奴仆。
And we pray that we may recognize this and realize that Jesus had bought our freedom.
主啊，求你让我们认识到耶稣，
Jesus had restricted himself in his freedom to he sacrificed his freedom for us. So that we can abide in his truth and we may become his disciples. And we can experience true ultimate freedom.
我们就能得到真正终极的自由。
To live this life in full.
我们在这个生命中丰丰富富的生活。
To engage ourselves in all types of work, in schools or in sports or in entertainment.
我们就有能力在工作中、在家庭中或者在体育、在学校里生活你所要我们所过的生活。
Because the truth of God is in us.So we thank you and commit all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.